The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
This episode of Chess Not Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5. You already know what it is. Once again, we back. Guatime presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. Hey, I hope y'all had a good holiday. Shout out. Happy 420. Sit down, roll up, light up. Once again, this episode is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Shout out to everybody that came out and supported us, you know what I mean, for the holiday. You already know how it go. You know how we get down. Shit, only the best. Only the greatest. If you're here with your host, the great holiday host, and I'm always with the gang. You already know we in here with the gang.
Happy football day to 420, y'all. What you saying?
Yes. You already know we back in the building. And we with the gang. We gonna spin the block, let y'all know who up in here. To the left, to the left.
Yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right. Being this motherfucker and this bitch smoking, getting high once again with my friends. You know, same shit, different night. Same night, right, different shit.
Same old shit. You know, it's the fucking neighborhood hood vegan. No, I'm here today.
/ herbalist.
Mm-hmm. No, whatever you need, whatever you're looking for, all that good stuff. No,
all that good stuff.
Mr. Healthy, healthy.
Peace and blessing to God, man.
Yo, yo, yo. You already know the vibes. Happy belated 420. Tap in with the good people at Gaslight 3.5. To all the believers out there, Eid Mubarak. May Allah accept our fast. And you know what I'm saying? May we be blessed to see another Ramadan, another day. Alhamdulillah.
Word up. What's going on, fellas? How we feeling?
I'm high.
How was that?
Oh, the week. My week, I've had off this week, so I've been trying to enjoy it, make the most out of it, you know what I mean? Shout out to my brother 620. I played part in his wedding. You know what I mean? Yesterday. Congratulations to you and your wife Gigi. From the guys over here at Gaslight and Guap Time and Chestnut Checkers. Yo. Love to y'all.
Congrats, y'all.
Congratulations.
Played the big part, you know what I mean? It's happy to be there. Sweet. You know what I mean?
Fly as hell. I see that shit. Oh shit.
Big fly nigga shit.
It was a great event, bro.
That's dope.
That Guap Time green one.
Yeah.
Word.
Green on that 420. 420 green.
Uh-huh. Woo. Money green. Money 23.
Hey, yo, Did y'all peep the last day of the year is 123?
Yeah.
I just peeped that. Somebody told me that.
Bro.
That's
wicked.
Wow.
It's wicked.
That's crazy.
12/31/23.
Eh? Hey,
that's what
we
got,
baby. Shit, they numbers, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Run them numbers up.
Don't worry.
Stick around. You'll see a whole bunch more.
We're gonna get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a little bit.
I know with words, if it's spelled the same front was it backwards, that's a palindrome. But I wonder, would that count for numbers still?
Numbers mostly numbers are spiritual. So
no, but I'm saying like a palindrome is what is both the same. So, what would it be called? I wonder what would it be called when the numbers recur
exactly when repeat in the
same
like
order. Yeah, in the same order. That's rare. I don't know what's the percentage or how many years it takes for that to happen. But it's actually 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, shit like that eventually going to happen.
Definitely. Like February 3rd, 2023. Yeah, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Like I said, stick around. You'll see them numbers.
Nah, we'll definitely will.
Stick around long enough.
Shit, it's inevitable, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. We always want to see some weird type numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's the year of the 7. If you add the year up, it's the year of the 7.
Year of the 7.
Yeah. 2023. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's been a crazy year, bro.
Yeah.
It's been mad wicked shit going on, bro. Shooting, stabbings, all types of like
same shit.
Chaos, bro. Bro. Dude, you can't that like this year, bro.
It
hasn't even reached May yet, and like the number of like mass shootings and shit is like astronomical, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's higher.
Not the regular smuggler type crime and shit. I'm talking about like mainstream world spread niggas, motherfucker doing wild nut shit. Like, how many motherfucking school shootings has it been?
It's been a lot since
the beginning of the year.
Fuck school shooting, the mass shootings in general.
Yeah.
The fact that the U.S. has this many mass shootings, it'd be like, what, bro? It'd be like 2 mass shootings a week.
For real. One happened Monday, and then around Thursday or Friday, it'd be another one. We're like, oh, reporting live.
Yo, it's been 160 mass shootings so far this year.
They barely.
That's not in the world. That's bro. U.S.
That's only in the U.S., bro.
Yeah, that's all. Other countries are like.
But we're the most in the world. That shit look good.
Look good, smell good. Look good, smell good.
Goddamn. Yo, we still celebrating 420. This right here is a beautiful, oaky, foresty smell, but not like that airy folk foresty smell. It has that natural essence, you know what I'm saying? That wake your nostrils up.
Has the faint smell of rotten cheese and skunk ass.
Not skunk ass.
Faint skunk ass. Like you know you
So.
Oh, it's a skunk in the area. Yeah. Not like a skunk sprayed you.
Like when you're riding over the bridge.
Yeah.
And you're going from, you're going from between, in between Jersey and Newark, and you're on 109. And you smell that smell, you close the window.
And you know you, yeah.
You think somebody pooted in the car, so you look around like, somebody sneaking pooted in this motherfucker.
Nah, that's it.
That's outside. Oh, no, that's outside. Damn. And he rolled the window up and still smell it.
Still smell it.
And I don't know what the fuck it be, but that should be smelling like something dead, bro.
It's fucking sulfur.
Roadkill.
It's all sulfur. When you come at, when you leave out of Jersey, a lot of motherfuckers don't never notice it. You gotta leave out of Jersey, and when you coming back into Jersey and you smell that shit, you be like, yeah. We home. You'll be on the highway coming back, and you just catch that whiff that through the window.
That shit is
like,
terrible.
Damn.
Mind you, we don't even know. That shit is toxic.
For real. That shit is all in the air, in the water.
Fucked either way, bro.
Nigga, how many refineries we got? Kearney. I mean, like, that's close to us.
That's all Kearney is.
That shit woke me.
That's all.
The back of Bayonne is all refining.
Walking this is like, it's gonna take you a while. If you walk there, if you want to.
Really good, though.
Shit crazy.
Where it's going, bro.
Man, yeah. Smokes. How many motherfucking big factories or whatever have caught fire?
Recently,
yeah. So what just happened last week? Textiles, motherfucker.
What just happened last week on Cape and Point?
I'm trying to figure out how, what started the bushfire?
I don't know.
Somebody had to do that shit. Yeah, somebody did that.
Cigarette and the gas, some gasoline.
Somebody lost their job on the low.
Definitely.
Yeah,
somebody gotta go. Everybody can't have their job after that.
Nah, I don't know.
Somebody gots to go.
That shit caused a spectacle of the city.
Mm-hmm. Been wildfires everywhere.
Right up.
Shoes, man.
Yeah, I just came back.
Wildfires everywhere.
I just came back from the Legends of the Street tour, bro. It was a great show. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the Legends of the Streets.
Word. Jeezy definitely killed that shit, bro. Took me back. You know what I'm saying? To the Thug Motivation era. You know what I'm saying? The people was in there with the snowman shirts on. Like I remember. I don't know about y'all, but when I was in high school, niggas was getting suspended for
wearing shit. Man, that shit.
Man, yeah, you couldn't
get the black ones.
That was some shitty wild
shit. The regular black ones. Then I had the black one with the chain on.
Yeah. I got a shirt still. I kept it. It's Jeezy. It's Jeezy with the snowman chain on. Like on the shirt, he got the snowman chain on. But it's like I don't want to say rhinestones, but it looked like a snowman on the shirt.
It was shiny, bro.
Yeah,
it was from back in the day, bro. It was shiny.
That's all.
It's a little bit. Back in the era, niggas wearing Dickie suits too. Dickie suits. Man, you know what I'm saying? Air Forces.
Rocking gray, shiny jean suits. Niggas was doing that.
Nah, not Jeezy era.
Shit.
Nah, not Jeezy era. Niggas wasn't wearing that then.
Niggas
was wearing more like the Dickie suits and Omabis and shit around that time. That was more the Omabi trap era. That really niggas really was on their trap of dash. Niggas was wearing Omabis, bro.
Omabis had a million.
Omabis had the hood. Now around Jeezy time, it was Omabis, bro.
Omabis had all
pockets. From like 05, 04, 05, all the way up to like 2010, 2011. Omabis was.
You can stick.
They died down like between 09 and 010 for like everybody, because at one point everybody was wearing them shits. But then after a while, that was really just.
Omabis had a pocket for all the drug dealers, bro.
What was your size of Mavis?
Everybody was like, two sizes too big.
Nah,
shit.
Where you
going,
bro?
Your actual size, nigga. And the crazy shit was, those were some heavy-ass jeans, bro.
A lot of material.
Mavi, bro, wherever
a lot
you
of
at,
material,
you made a lot of money off the hood, bro, because everybody on the Ave and everywhere had a Mavi. It was the Mavis and, like, the stolen Dean jackets.
Man.
And Gauls. That was the swag at the time.
I remember.
Jordans. Jordans always was, like, a thing. Air Force Ones was always a thing. Tim, I mean, these are like hood staples.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Word.
These are things that's never gonna go out of style. I don't care if they making sneakers. They already got the Marty McFly shits where they lace up, but niggas still gonna wear Air Maxes, Jordans, unless they stop making them. That's the only way. But if they don't stop making Tims and Air Force Ones, which is always gonna be hood staples.
Bro. Yeah, absolutely.
But I fuck with Air Force Ones, but I just stopped buying them shits because. I just don't like buying sneakers I'm only going to wear like two times. And
I don't wear Air Forces because my feet too big and them shits look like kick me shoes.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie though. The summertime, ain't nothing like a fresh pair of whites, bro.
Nah, that's cool. Like, but them shits
in the summertime, them shits.
Yeah, if you give two good wears out of
them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After two wears, then them shits just become beaters. Literally beaters.
Them shits turn into jet. Throw them shits on them
shorts. Nigga said it's gonna be tuck your chain somewhat. Black Air Force Ones were sold out.
Run is born.
That's for the culture. Said the Black Air Force Ones. So they like, oh shit, it's gonna be a scary summer. The Black Air Force is sold out.
Spooky.
Heard up.
No.
Better watch your shit, nigga. Watch your shit.
Man. After a while, when I was younger, I started copying the Black Air Force Ones because I would get both pair. I would get two pair, but that was the trick. You gotta alternate. Nigga.
Shout out Easy, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
My nigga Nut.
You'll wear one pair one day. Well, that was a uniform, right? You wear one pair of Forces one day, then the other pair the other day, and alternate them. That's how you kept your shit from getting all the way beat, but. At that time, I feel like the leather was still a little bit thicker, so you could get the creases wasn't coming crazy unless you was like really wilding me and shit. But now them shits, like, I don't know. Shits is
Cambodian, fucking
Cambodian breast milk,
skim milk, skim breast milk,
Cambodian almond milk.
Shits is terrible.
And the price went up. I must have shits like $100 for the low tops now, right?
That's crazy.
Yo, last summer, no.
Yeah, I remember when Timbs was 110.
You know how much niggas was paying for Forces, bro? Paying
110 for a pair of Timbs.
You know how much niggas was paying for Forces in the pandemic, bro? White Air Force Ones was going for like 150, bro, the low top.
That's, oh, man.
Yeah, because you could, the store, a lot of stores didn't have them shits. So niggas
was but the most basic shit, niggas just ran it up. That's why it's fucked up now. Yo, how it go from, boom, niggas couldn't get shit, right? And that brought the price up to now to the point where it's easily accessible, but y'all not even trying to motherfucking bring the prices back down or motherfucking put more out there.
You want
to
know why? Because people are still going to buy it. Mm-hmm.
Fact. That's a fact.
No matter you set the price. There's still going to be people out there that are going
consumers
to
buy. Are always going to consume.
I ain't going to lie to you, bro. Vintage, like, I really feel like, see, the thing about our culture is that certain things remind people of certain shit, and that's when it becomes popular again.
And nostalgia? You
know yeah, the nostalgia in it. Like, even something like Jordan 1s. When that Air movie came out, niggas already knew, yo, grab any ones you could get. Like, the classic system's just about to go crazy. Because anytime it's a documentary that involves sneakers and niggas, like, from younger generations get one of them shits, then they become popular again. Yeah. But for us, it's more so, like, those are the sneakers. Like, me, I try to spin the block on shit, like, you know, it might have been a time where you wanted some shit and your parents ain't cop it, and then they come back out. I spin the block on shit. Like, I remember I wanted the
shit. Nah, word. Yeah, that shit like that. We grown. But that happens.
The Jordan quality now is not like how it was growing up. Growing up, you could play football in your shit. You could ball in your shit. The suede shits could get wet. And all you had to do was brush them shits off. This new suede, that shit get ashy.
You're done.
This shit get ashy, especially the color. You don't get color suede, Jordan.
That shit ain't even a thick. The material of it ain't even. You know what I mean? That shit's so thin now.
It's just mad bread, though. It's just going up every year.
It's not actually
motherfucking
authentic
leather anymore. I'm saying, y'all need some more New Balance. I've been rocking with New Balance today. They shit comfortable as fuck.
Balance shit comfortable.
They got mad different styles, and they've been coming crazy with the colorways, bro.
They've been coming crazy lately, bro. Colorways been
stupid, bro. Colorways been stupid.
Coming crazy.
Chunky Soul joints. They got the 2002 joints. Yeah, they got a lot of different models, y'all rock on them.
They kicking.
And their price is not crazy. Like,
nah,
I think the most expensive sneaker I see. Well, I'm not going to say that because New Balance got sneakers that go all the way to 500.
Yeah.
But,
because
they got shits that's like.
Them orange Jones, them shits. I want them shits bad as hell, but they want like 500 for them shits.
They got these shits made out of football leather, bro. They got some football leather joints. Yeah, them shits hard, bro. It's just hard, bro.
Listen, man, I've been fucking with New Balance as a kid. That's all my brothers used to buy me when I was a kid. I even had the cousin Skeeters.
I'm just comfortable, bro. New Balance is really comfortable.
I had the fucking cousin Skeeters, son. Without, like, that's how crazy it was growing up. My brother really broke me them shits. And my brother them used to really crack on me, like, oh, you got the cousin Skeeters on. And I'm watching a fucking I'm watching the fucking TV show, and he really got the same fucking sneakers.
Right, so I got a good question. I got a good topic for y'all.
What's going on?
And be honest, this is going to be funny, but I want to hear everybody else from their house perspective. If shit costs as much as it did now, what would you have?
Back then?
Yeah, like, all right, we all had sneakers and shit that we caught back then that was astronomical prices then, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say, for me, my pops, my limit was 100. And a lot of the hard basketball sneakers, like the Barclays, Pippins and shit like that, them shits was like 120, 110, 140, depending. Foams, them shit was like 180, which was a lot then. Now, foams is what, 240?
Nah, foams, when foams dropped, they was like, it depends on which one. Some of them just dropped, they was like 220.
Jordan changed the game, bro. Jordan was the first one to have a $200 sneaker, bro.
It was.
Everybody else just was like 110.
Trying to follow suit.
You challenged us down.
It was between 110 and 150. 150 was like the ceiling.
You want to know why?
Because the ceiling was 150.
Because he understood the market. Consumers always gonna consume, bro. You gotta realize, if niggas look up to me and they look at me as a legend, and every time I drop a shoe, I could drop the same fucking shoe and just change an inkling of.
See, I'll be honest
just
with you.
Just a little piece, or just anything. I could still drop a shoe, whatever. Niggas like, oh, this is not blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is a classic. This is a classic shoe. You don't even know why. Right. Like, what's the signify behind the shoe, whatever. So, niggas still gonna buy it, no matter what, bro.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but yeah. I feel like now, I feel like Jordans...
The hype beast was the shit.
Jordans is still, like, one of the fly sneakers you could get, like, if you want, like, a sporty sneaker, because most of these new sneakers, like, if you're not really, like, a nigga that play ball, I'm a tall nigga. I'm not buying no fucking no ankle sneakers. Everybody got these fucking... Low top Ninja Turtle sneakers. Kyrie popped it off. Now everybody got them. Yeah, this just got big ass tongues. And that's why everybody began fucking legging them. The Kobe shits was fly though. Some of the Kyries is fly, but some of them other shits, them not. If you wear over 11 or 12, bro, them shits gonna look crazy, bro. They gonna look crazy.
Long.
Especially with some shorts. You gonna look like you got fucking gondolas on your feet.
For real.
Like some rockets
in your feet. I need a size 9 skate bean on.
Fucking water bottles.
I need a 19 skate bean on.
Them shit's gonna be long.
Nah,
as
but
hell.
Yeah, yo.
Shit look like. Alright, so girl, you have a question. The referee? Oh,
the question is, if shit costs as much as it do now, like meaning the phones, the clothes, everything, what would you have as a teen right now? What do you think your parent would have bought you?
Or I had no phone.
I
had no
phone. I
would have
shit.
I would have had a fucking, what's some shit? A track phone?
I would have had no phone.
I wouldn't have shit.
I would have had a chirp still. I don't know anything out here with the chirp. You know what I'm chirping?
Shit.
Yo, I remember, yo, you know what's crazy? No phone I wanted. My pops was like, hell no.
I would really be
in retrospect, she was like, hell no. I wanted a Sidekick. See? The Sidekick was like, I think I $250 at the time. Now just think, that's a drop in the bucket. $250. All the new phones, the iPhones, Galaxies, all them shits be fucking car notes. It be car down payment cards. For
real?
Cars.
Yeah, really do. Yeah.
And these niggas be having the game fucked up. I bought the 13. Then all right, I lie, I got the 13. I'm chilling. Next thing you know, 2 weeks later, oh, we got the 14. You're like, what, nigga? I just bought the 13.
I tell them, but listen,
a rag and some change. Now you coming out with another one that costs $400 more, but only difference is. The camera make your lips not look chapped on a cold day. Or the camera could, if you look fried, it can make your eyes look regular. See, I'm not paying another $1,500 for that, bro.
Nah, bro. That should don't make no sense.
That's crazy. Bro. And they like, yeah, so what I'm going to do with the old one?
Right.
That's why I
just...
I keep my phone until it breaks. The minute that shit go dead...
But do y'all, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, y'all.
I'm not...
But in the comments, y'all, tell me, is it just me or every time a new iPhone come out, all the old iPhones start acting fucked up?
Nah, they do.
Automatically.
That's just real shit.
It's real.
Like, it's real. Your check shit, it out. Your shit start, and then as soon as you get the new phone, the shit be working again. You like, what the fuck?
Look it up.
That bro. Shit happened that to me twice, real. Bro. I was mad as hell.
Because you want to know why? Because when they drop that shit, when they drop the new phone drops with an update. So you got to update your phone when they drop that new phone.
But sometimes the updates be glitching your phone, too.
Exactly.
That's why you don't update your phone.
But you got to. If you don't update it, it's going to start crashing. Yeah. Shit going to start, like, that's really how Apple phones is. You got to update your shit, bro. It's free, though. It's free to update it. I know. But
the jip update come with the fuck ups.
But the jip is, really, y'all got to do better with this. What the jip is,
fuck up your old phone.
The niggas don't give you the full amount of storage of the phone. They got mad apps on there that people don't use. Like, I feel like just like how you get your MacBook, where you could customize this shit, you should be able to customize your iPhone. Yeah. If you pay that much money for it, you should be able to customize your iPhone and
get the apps, though, right?
Some of them shit you can't delete. And if I literally don't use this shit, now this shit is taking up space on my phone. And then when you update, that shit take up storage on your phone, too.
Listen, I can hold you. Y'all was smart for putting that freeform shit up there, though. That was a smart move.
Yeah.
That freeform shit is like
user.
It's a vision board.
Right.
Or whatever.
This whole motherfucking podcast is being brought to you by Android.
Hilarious.
Hey, man.
You feel me?
Listen, we versatile.
So. I ain't gonna lie. I like
the storage. We gonna switch over to the
versatile that we don't discriminate on.
To the Mac life, iPhone life.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
You know what I mean? Sharpen the sword.
I had an Android phone. Like, don't get me wrong. I liked. There's a lot of shit about
Android. Only bad thing I don't like about Androids is when I watch porn, I get a virus. That's it.
Wow. Yo! Damn, out of old days.
Everything else is fine because you can download a whole bunch of
things. You got download. Android, you don't want your phone to get a virus.
Yeah, somebody get that nigga a site. Leave it in the comment. Leave it in the comment.
I got iPhone. Listen.
Look.
I don't get nobody.
Private browsing. Mind your business.
You know this, man. No lie. I remember one time, right? This shit was funny as hell. I forgot what I was doing. I think I was in line. And I opened my web browser or whatever. And I forgot I had it on private. Big ass porn popped up.
I had no headphones on either.
Nigga, I did that shit at work. I opened up Twitter.
I was like, oh shit. It was a rap. Son of a bitch.
As soon as I opened up Twitter.
You cannot open Twitter on Facebook. You cannot open Twitter at all and work, bro. You gotta with your AirPods, cause if your AirPods are high, you're gonna look even more creepy. Somebody walk by they hear a high pitched moan in the back. Like, what type of freak booty shit is you on at the job, bro? Freak booty.
Hey, Pornhub.
How many hours you work? How many hours? Yeah, you need to go home, bro. Cause that was not no motherfucking Prince you was just listening to. What was that?
Go ahead, pack it up, bro.
You ain't got no privacy screen on your phone.
You know that meme what's it called? With Mars on the shoulder. Like, yeah, go home.
Go ahead, back it up. You got something to leave? Yeah, you can leave right now.
Hilarious.
Man,
back it up.
Oh, what else you got?
You saw the interview that CNN had with John Lehman had with the guy's grandson that shot the black kid.
Oh yeah,
the door. Nah, he had an interview with him.
Yeah, he said his grandfather be watching him at like left wing TV.
Say he's a racist.
Oh yeah.
I believe that shit, kid. Yo.
Yeah, nah, I
man. I'm sorry, bro.
He had an interview with the grandson.
The shit really is critical because there are a lot of people that are not mentally fit to have guns, and those are the people that have the most guns. That could have been anybody, bro.
It's not even that.
Any black person
walked
up on his porch.
Right. We live in
and
a
he would have shot him.
That's the problem. We live in a world where it's so accessible for one to get a gun, especially if you live in the South.
You can get a gun fast, you can get a job.
Real shit though, you really could.
For real.
That's the real honest truth.
Y'all did not need to realize that. If you could get a gun faster than you could get a job, what type of world we living in?
Word.
Shit, you could get a gun faster than you could get a driver license in some place, too.
Nah, shit.
But some places you need a driver's license to get a gun. In some places,
listen, I don't know. In an interview, they said, the guy said that his it's basically that his grandfather is watching Fox News and reading up all this. He's a follower of Trump, so you know, you probably got the Trump support papers and shit like that. He said they're basically like feeding into his fear.
Like, be afraid of them. They're coming.
And Fox News, he watches Fox News, they pay black people as, you know, thugs and people to be afraid
of. Don't let them come and rob your house, rape your women.
So it's like,
kill your kids.
And he old as shit. He already, he
talked about that. He was already believing in that anyway. Generation. Yeah. He was believing that anyway. It just dragged along. It's just been dragging along for so many years.
And right now, they frustrated. They frustrated right now. They are so mad. And they just want a motherfucking outburst. That's why they doing a lot of the shootings and motherfucking, shit weird, man. And all the crazy dumb bombings.
It's a lot of racial tension.
Man, national
and
terrorists.
It's a lot of injustices being done to the black and brown people all around the country, bro. And it is really like, it's eye opening, you know what I mean? To the point where I don't be want to go certain spots, certain areas. Some areas I really won't drink and go there. Like if I go there, I'll go to get some food or some shit. Sometimes I don't want to ride through there smoking. I don't want to ride through there drinking. I don't want any reason to get pulled over, even though I know my car is legit or my papers is good. But I still don't. I don't like getting pulled over by police because I didn't have my runs with that. And let's just say, you know, all cops don't be. Some cops is cool. Like they'll give you a break. But then you got some other cops that just really want to push the envelope and they want to be, you know what I mean, super cops and do all this extra shit to you and
harass you in the car.
Yeah, like
that's their whole intentions.
That's just the move.
You gonna come willingly or
they try to get that over top.
Yo, but that's really fucked up what happened to the young king, man. Like
he's in the hospital. He's
surviving.
It's crazy, bro.
It's just the simple fact that it happened, though.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ain't hit him with nothing small, neither.
And he shot him multiple times.
Survived.
Shot a killer.
Yeah.
Young survivor. I want to give a shout out to that young man.
Word up, bro. Absolutely. Be strong, young king. Wishing you prayers of, to get well soon. You know what I mean? Like, that's really an injustice and a tragedy, bro. Like, all in one. You know what I mean? Young, talented brother that was, you know what I mean? That's headed for more things, you know what I mean?
But it's just crazy, just the fact that it's a possibility you could possibly lose your life just by knocking on the wrong door.
That's a fact.
Like, get the fuck out
of it's really scary, bro. but it could be anywhere because it's not the place, it's the people that move into it. And you got to realize a lot of neighborhoods in the inner cities that once were predominantly black and Latino are being gentrified. So there are people that's going to be like, I want to say what's up to you, but I'm low-key still scared of you. Then there's going to be people that's going to call the cops on you any chance they get because, you know, we encountered those too. And then you have some that's cool that'll pull you to the side, like, hey, you know, such and such, whatever. But if you don't listen to what they're saying, then they're going to call the cops. Yeah. So it's still amounts
to two-sided. It's a gentrificated side, and then it's that old stuck-in-their-way side. Right, they've been there. They had that attitude. They don't want to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those people die.
Yeah. Those are the ones that are upset. That's why
they try to get the biggest back. They're trying to set that whole generation of thinking back. You know what I mean? That's why they let all this crazy shit go. Now, especially down in Florida, they're like, listen, we have no this critical race theory. What you care about? Slavery?
We can't talk about what happened for real?
Right. No telling about slavery. No critical race theory.
You gotta get a
written document from the motherfucker that raped you or committed incest.
If not, you gotta have the baby. That shit.
Yeah.
That shit is so fucking crazy, yo.
They trying to.
Like, how do you tell somebody you gotta have documentation that you were raped
from the person that raped you?
Nah, yo. The craziest shit I ever heard, bro. Did y'all hear about the black dude that got locked up because this white lady said that she dreamt that he raped her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For dream?
Yeah, bro. This dude really was in jail for mad years.
Oh, for dreams.
Game over.
didn't even. That's crazy. Or for Scream, like, legitimately, he didn't even rape her or touch the lady, but went to jail for that. Mm-hmm.
This is like, this is a long ass time ago.
That's nuts. It's a lot. That's that fucking Emmett Till type shit.
You're already gone, bro.
Send a nigga to jail or for a lie.
I watch your surroundings.
Boy. It had look. The moral of the story is, you know what I mean?
Stop fucking with these white people.
We gotta be on point. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, stick together, black people.
We gotta be on point, and we gotta have solidarity. If we don't have solidarity and be on point, bro, we're more susceptible to these type of things.
I got a question. Why are there still sundown states?
Because they changing. They especially now.
You wanna know why? Because you gotta think about it this way. And I'm watching this video, like watching this movie on this documentary that I think people need to watch. It came out last year. It's called "Who We Are: The Racism in America." Mm-hmm. Right.
I think I seen that on fucking Netflix. I'm scrolling or something.
You have to watch it, bro. It's the shit is mad. It's crazy, informative, or whatever. But it's only reason why things happen in towns is because police let them happen. Mm-hmm. And the only way it can happen is because police has to be involved. Mm-hmm. So if, because they still have sundown, they still got sundown. They got some in Jersey. Word. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People don't even know that.
They don't even know it.
They got some in Jersey. They small little towns, but they got some in Jersey. It's all the way down at the bottom, but they got them.
You ride through there like, in the sundown. You getting pulled over, you getting motherfucking harassed, that would lose you. That'll get you lost. Them small little rural towns, they'll get you lost.
You Claude and Ray's out here, man.
You be like, yo.
You know what I mean by Claude and Ray, right? From life. Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of Claude and Ray's out here. People that got locked up.
For shit they sitting even do, sitting in fucking place in the wrong time, southern jails.
Just sitting. For no motherfucking reason.
For real. Just cause.
Shit crazy, man.
It was that night.
It was another African American. I think he was a teenager. He got like a $3 million
the lawsuit?
Nah, scholarship.
I know one of them that just got a lawsuit. Up in the millions, like $3 million.
It was a positive note. He was awarded $3 million in scholarships. So he had a 4.3 GPA while living homeless.
From where? He from
Memphis.
I'll be allowing that shit going on, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing a open house soon. We're gonna be looking for people behind the scenes. You know what I mean? Editing, doing a little promotion and marketing. We're gonna be looking for a couple of spots. We got a couple of spots to fill. You know what I mean? Coming up. So hope y'all stay plugged in. I hope y'all listening, stay tapped in. If y'all are, you know what I mean? Y'all want to play part, or, you know what I mean, be a part of it? Holla. Tap in.
We out here.
Well, that's y'all last episode of Snowfall.
Nah, I ain't seen it yet. Ooh. I ain't watched that, and I got to watch Power, too.
Boy, man. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah. But shout out to Damson and Dree. Shout out to the whole cast on Snowfall. I mean, y'all did y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? I got to finish the finale. But from what I saw and, you know, from previous seasons, it was a great show. And that
kills everything.
Yeah. Before you even know what happens, the internet will tell you.
Word up. And people what? Leaking episodes, all of that.
Listen. From Reddit to motherfucking Twitter to Facebook to Instagram.
I love watching series, but I just hate having Twitch. I hate having to wait week to
Twitch.
Week. I hate having to wait week to week.
Yeah,
to watch
streaming that shit, street
just,
live.
I want to just binge watch. So sometimes I will watch it, but I always go back when I can binge watch it and just watch the episode after episode because It feel like it's just more streamlined. You remember it.
That's
more.
That's why I don't watch nothing until the season go.
I feel you. Some shit I be wanting to stay covering with it too. Like the Wu-Tang shit. That shit was literally like some shit. Each week I look for it.
For real. Stay ready, waiting for it. But then I stopped. I let that shit go for like 3 episodes at a time. You know what I mean?
I was laughing because I saw it somewhere where people was like. Well, I found this out years later too because I was young. But we was talking about a lot of people didn't know that knowledge and belly was power from Wu-Tang. Knowledge and belly was power from Wu-Tang.
Word.
No, that ain't the same person.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, bro.
Ain't the same person.
The dude that there's power from Wu-Tang.
That ain't the same person.
You sure?
I'm sure. That is not the same person.
I thought that was probably from Wu-Tang. No? Nah. Probably Google that shit. Let me see.
Nah, that ain't the same person.
Fact check it, bro.
Fact check. Mm-mm. Yo, y'all niggas seen that, that interview of Drink Tramps with T.K. Kirkland?
Yeah.
That nigga, yo. Jersey City.
He's a small nigga, bro.
Jersey City.
Oh, nah, yeah,
small nigga, bro.
T.K.
Jersey City.
I thought it was the same person. I thought it was my bad. That was false narrative on my part, so.
See,
it's crazy. A lot of niggas know he's from Jersey City.
You
wouldn't know because it don't come off like
T.K. Kirkland.
Yeah.
People don't know like Jersey City is small and kind of close knit, so we're kind of like an oddball because we're not.
We are our own fucking lane, our own cup of tea. Our own, whatever you want to call it.
So you know, like you know how it's you know so niggas from Brooklyn. You know how niggas from Harlem.
Like
you ain't gonna know that we from Jersey City.
Nah, we're shit.
Yeah. It's so many motherfuckers that if had the app, if given the opportunity to do it.
I had somebody say, I thought she was from North. Like, nah, you thought I was from Wayne? Like, I thought she was from North. I don't even know.
Yeah, people like always, whenever I used to work at jobs, people was always like, yeah, you from New York? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Why? Because you dress a certain way. So, because you dress a certain way, people automatically assume you're from a different place. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's the biggest insult ever. So you basically feel like everybody from one place dresses exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But as a majority, some places, a lot of people do wear a lot of the same shit. So it gets labeled as a style or, you know what I mean, a fashion of that town.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I
feel like New York, people always say New York with Thames, but I feel like in Jersey, like, if you go down the archives, like, people might want to check it, but you could go back and look. There's a lot of people from Jersey that was wearing Thames. Around the same time, a lot of people from New York was wearing Thames in the industry. Mainly, you could go to, you know what I mean, Redman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna nip that in the bud right now, because I came from the era of all eras, and motherfuckers was going over New York to get fly. Niggas over here, right. Jersey City, to get fly,
right.
They was going over New York.
But in Jersey, niggas was always wearing Timbs too, though, because if you look at the old movies,
and we was going New Jersey over Drive. New York.
Right, I get it, but I'm just saying.
To get those.
That's their staples here, just like their staples in New York. It's not like people over here just started wearing Tim's. Like, I'm saying a lot of the artists from here, like Naughty by Nature, perfect example. Niggas was definitely wearing Tim's,
bro.
Redman was definitely wearing Tim's.
I'm saying it because it stems from
that's early 90s.
It stems from all the way back in the day when New York was labeled the fashion. It was a fashion state. Boom.
We never take that away from them.
No. I'm not saying that. But a lot of us that motherfucking have came up with some type of fashion sense had dibbled and dabbled over New York
in that fashion
field.
But you know what also was a big area for a lot of fashion too? Downtown North.
Yeah.
Downtown North really for us was like, if you didn't want to go to the city, you could go downtown North and find anything. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. We've had areas like that too. Now, New York, they got a million of them, but ours we had, like, you know, downtown North was really like when they had
for
Dr. James.
Before all that shit. You know what I mean?
It was like sneaker stores all up and down the block, bro. You could go get any type of sneaker you wanted, bro. You could go get any type of boot, any type of sneaker. They had spots all in the cut spots. Remember that Jersey spot they had? It was on Brantford. I used to have all the Fab used to go there by his jerseys.
All the officials,
all the throwbacks,
all the Mitchell, all the fitteds, all the
they had like a wall of fitteds. That shit was like all the way down. Yeah. That shit, yeah, that was the spot, bro. Yeah. That was yo. They had yo. That was,
they got rich off of that. Yo, Winnersbourne. If you ever motherfucker notice it, right? The things that you loved as a kid are the most motherfucking, you could say nostalgic, but this is investments. Mm-hmm. Like, if you motherfucking had some old shit from back in the day, people are paying top dollar for that shit. Yeah, 10 times what you would have paid for it back then.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And even if it looked old, it was like,
leave it. Yeah, leave it. That adds to it. They say it adds to it.
That's the original Etch-A-Sketch.
Original Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah.
You got, what's, you check the date on the back? Yo, bro, I got a bucket of fucking 45s.
This shit right here literally it's was like a childhood.
This shit, you know what I mean?
Hell, bro.
My wife, like her mother, you know what I mean, had a collection of 45s albums.
Uh-huh.
We about to motherfucking run through those and check those. It's all classics in there. It's all classics. I'm gonna fuck around and do a goddamn YouTube. I'm gonna do some YouTube shit about motherfucker running through them shits. I gotta get a record player.
Yeah, where I got the little small one right there. You can play 45 on one. Yeah. See, yo, thank y'all for. We definitely appreciate all y'all for subscribing and tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all give me like. Don't hesitate to hit my DM if you can hear me going on a certain beat. You know what I mean? You wanna tag me or something? We can get this feature beat of the week going. You know what I'm saying? Last week, I appreciate y'all for picking the selection, which was Miss Jackson. For those that didn't see it, go on my page, The Confident One, and watch that comp style. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of good music that came out this week. You know what I'm saying? Lloyd Banks dropped a new album, Course of the Inevitable 3, Pieces of My Pain.
Swiss.
He got a fire joint on there with Method Man called 101 Razors. That shit fire.
Oh, Swiss got an EP.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Swiss got an EP. It's called Hip Hop 50 Volume 2. He got a joint on there called Runaway with Nas. That shit is fire. The Benny the Butcher joint, the Lil Wayne joint. Oh, I forgot to play Lil Wayne joint for y'all. Lil Wayne got a joint on there too. And J Electronica. Crazy, bro. You know what I mean? Shout out to the brother Swiss. You know what I mean? He dropped it for the Eid. You know what I'm saying? The end of Ramadan. You know what I'm saying? Got some joints on there. The Weeknd dropped a new joint. Moneybagg dropped a new joint. Killer Mike and LP dropped a joint. And Black Thought dropped the album too with this band called El Michelle's Affair.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad album.
Nah,
that shit was fire, bro. That shit was fire. I feel like Black Thought is so underrated, bro. Like,
nah, he really is.
He's a spitter, bro. Yo. Yeah, I'm trying to go to that Roots Picnic, yo. Absolutely. That Roots Picnic, this shit crazy. They got Lauryn Hill, Diddy.
Yeah.
That shit gonna be epic, bro.
Get together.
Word.
That shit gonna be epic, bro.
That's a cool move.
We'll definitely do that.
Yeah. Sure, you know. Yeah. Take us a little short intermission. 2.5, though. Gotta take, you know what I mean? Hit the beef from. All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember... For real. Hey, stick around, you might learn something. But that's what it is. This is motherfucking Guap Time presents Chestnut Checkers. Right. Make your next move your best move. That's not just for me. That's for all of y'all. That's for all of us. Make your next move your best move, yo. That's a fact. That's why I do it. Hey, we're gonna be doing some live shits outside too. You feel me? Live pods outside. Just so motherfuckers know it's real. We're gonna be doing, we're gonna switch it up. You know what I mean? We're gonna switch around. You know? Gotta see what works. Every play ain't the right play. But if you don't play, nigga, you don't win. We winning.
In the game.
We in the game. You gotta be in the game.
Yeah.
Win.
Not for Electronic Arts.
What piece do you play on the board? That's the question of the day. What piece do you play on the board?
Every piece count.
Talk it. Talk your shit.
Every piece count. Don't think that it don't.
Another Friday. We back in the building.
I'm like a tall ass Ethiopian kid.
He draped in the tribal garments. You already know we doing a Calm Style Fridays. Got that motherfucking, the body count is getting up there. The body count is getting up there.
It's like
a, but we ain't counting them. We ain't counting them.
It's like a Jason Voorhees movie.
Facts.
Damn.
Y'all know what time it is.
This shit so hard, yo. They play this shit on Snowfall for Crazy.
Crazy. Nigga.
Shout out to Enya.
That, yeah, I swear, Snowfall, but it's, I hate the way they rush the stories and make shit the impossible possible.
They had a contract.
Yeah, I know.
Had a girl,
but that's how you tell a story. You gotta keep a motherfucker intrigued and actually into it. If you don't have a person into it, they niggas. Niggas, the attention spans is like 3 seconds. I think it's a proven fact that the human attention span is 3 seconds. Cause if you repeat a motherfucking song, at least 3 seconds of a song, boom, you'll be singing that song. Let me hum a song, at least 3 seconds of that song around a person. Boom, and now motherfuckers be singing that shit. They'll be humming that shit all day. Like, yo, how does shit get caught in my head? So for the first 3 seconds of your life, motherfucker, you gonna hear my voice. That's right. 1, 2, 3, bitch. Shout out to the motherfucking first time listeners, last time listeners. Shout out to the people that just found this podcast out of nowhere. Shout out to the people that came here because they know what it is, what the vibe is, where it's real, where they gonna get everything they need. Even if they didn't know they needed it.
So
we in here. You already know what it is. It's that guap time shit. Don't forget. Make sure y'all go over there. Don't fuck with Broke Over Destruction. We in the building. You already know. For everything from Seymour's to tablets to the actual gel flavors. We got all the flavors. Hey Jay, what's the flavors?
All the flavors.
What's the flavors, Jay? Talk about it.
We got raspberry. Blueberry.
We got?
We got cinnamon apple.
Ooh, cinnamon apple.
No, what else? We got turmeric. We got turmeric. We got the turmeric on that shit.
Ooh, the turmeric gonna help you out.
That shit gonna clear you out, boy.
Shit gonna get you right.
Yeah, I like that turmeric. I mean, elderberry.
Yeah, that elderberry.
Is fire.
That elderberry.
Goddamn.
Elderberry shit sounds crazy.
Hey.
That shit clean everything.
See? That's why niggas need the motherfucking go over there. Roof of destruction. Cause it's the motherfucking way to get everything that you need. Damn. Your body, yo, bro. I noticed it, bro. I ain't gonna say just cause of the pandemic, but so many black people have been trying to motherfucking turn the tide of that. You know what I mean? What's been going on to us for years?
Right.
Everybody is weaming. Look. Shout out to all my Muslim brothers and sisters that, you know what I mean, if not converted, have been born into it. They have helped with weaning people off of a lot of toxic shit in America that really fucked us over. You know what I mean? We've been forced to motherfucking eat shit.
No word.
Literally. We've been forced to eat shit. So, knowing that motherfucking there's people out there that want to help us, that want to see us do right, and we playing a part in being those people, you know what I mean? That's what Chestnut Checkers is all about.
Right.
We here to motherfucking really make your next move, your best move. Not just motherfucking, you know what I mean, for the fuckery. Not just for the money. Not just for, you know what I mean? We doing this shit, mind, body, and soul.
Right.
We hit hearts. We hit home. That's where we live. You know what I mean? So we just keep it like that. Yeah. But, you know, make sure y'all get over there. Hit that button over there. Tap in. Lock in. Subscribe. Motherfucking follow. Comment. Word. Like. Share. All that shit. I'm not a YouTuber, but yeah. We on YouTube. And we gonna motherfucking keep pushing our own. Make sure we get our own to the top. Because we all need to be there. We all supposed to be there. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna make sure if I go up, all my team going up. If I go up, you go up. You the team, you going up. So, you know, lock in. Stay locked in. Tap in. Stay tapped in. That's what we do. You know what I mean? We putting the links in bios. We motherfucking putting all that shit out there. So, you do your part. You ain't got to be right here in the office with us. You ain't got to be in the lab with us. But if you fuck with us, we giving you ways to fuck with us. Hit that button.
Holla.
Share that shit.
Oh.
Like that shit. Write in the comments. Oh. I fuck with y'all. Keep doing it.
Oh.
Fire emojis. Whatever, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I want the hate too. Cause fuck y'all niggas that's watching and not saying shit. Fuck y'all. You feel me? But at the end of the day, we in here and we gonna keep doing this shit. Like every Friday, it's Conf Style Friday. You know what I mean?
That's part of the show.
So, you know what I mean? how my nigga said it, bring it around town. Around town. You heard? Stay fucking locked in. Come Style Fridays. We got them for you, bro. We put numbers on the board. And fuck Jim Jones for saying motherfucking Pusha T ain't got, he ain't motherfucking top 50.
No, he definitely top 50. Pusha T top 50, right?
Yeah. How the fuck you want to say some shit like that?
Who said that?
Jim Jones. Who said that?
Oh, you said Jim Jones? Yeah.
Who said that? Who said that?
We gotta get shit together.
Huh? My boy. We ain't gonna put the shit for the betters. Like cheddar. Call them Bob. Don't stop. Nigga don't die. Shout out to the squad. Like 14, nigga pulling at me, paying for rain, paying for game. Hey, ooh, 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 ooh. What you want over there with Pop?
That'd be dope. You ain't did it over here yet.
Mm. Get over there with Pop. Clear the room! Clear the motherfucking scene! Clear the room! Clear the motherfucking scene! Say boom, boom, boom! Boom. Say boom, 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 boom. Yeah, throw that thing over there. You know what I mean? This is a live production. Guap Times presents Chestnut Checkers. Don't get it confused. We do this shit. This is like the live news, nigga. So if we slip up and say some shit, don't forget. This shit is live. And we don't give a fuck. You heard?
Yes, sir.
Listen. I'm trying to make this shit motherfucking better. Piece by piece. Once I motherfucking start giving a fuck, that's when we're gonna be like, yo. You know what I mean? Once I start giving a fuck, that's when.
You gonna come over here? What? Yeah. You sit right here?
You going over there?
Yeah. I thought you were going
to go where you gotta go. Where, don't ask me where I'm coming.
Don't sit up. Pause.
Stop. Yo, come on, bro.
I didn't know, dude. I said that shit sounded crazy. It did, though.
It
sounded
mind
wicked.
You going to play on the beats?
No, mind wicked.
You got to do it, right?
Salamander. Salamander. Regular salamander.
Keys.
Yo, you got your shit set?
Yeah, it should be. Yep. Hold on one second.
Batman.
There you go. Now be ready, Keys. Yeah, yeah, nigga. You ready, y'all? Calm Style Fridays, nigga. Drippy, drippy, nigga, lead the pack. Ripping, running, spitting all these facts. I be bombing, killing on these tracks. Clear your ears out all of other wax. Niggas, they be really rapping whack. Put me, I'm sticking to the facts. Cool, laid back, playing my position. Something like this inside the kitchen. Chef, nigga, chopping up the veggies. Niggas acting like they want to best me. But I'm going for the point that I'm going. Chef it up and drop another recipe. Cook with a style, knowing about. Laid on the floor that they call versatile. Get on the beat like a professional. Lay back and smooth when I kick up the style. Conf, conf, nigga, be the champ. champion. Niggas running, sleeping, got an ambient. I'll be bowing, basking in the ambience. Running off the hunters, I'll be dancing and feeling like I'm running for the leap. Doubling off a chicken for the beat. I'll be so drippy every day. Something like a model, what a week. This was jet, then it be a beauty. Bad chick, stunning, show a booty. I'm about to make me a movie. Pop the wop, drippy, then I'm groovy. Eat the shrooms and then I'm in the zay. Lay the back and then I'm in the days. Puffing, smoking, I don't mess with vapes. All I smoke is grab a mix with paint. Niggas acting like they really want it. Till a nigga display the talent. Get up on the beat and then devour. Them niggas puffing, smoking sour. I be growing, blowing like a flower. I be feeling like I am the power. Feeling like the shit'll get devoured. Feeling like the money come with power. Then be respect. Go for your neck. Lock it and load it with spraying with text. All of my niggas, we coming for wreck. None of you people be hitting the deck. Something like it's man overboard. I be spitting, flipping over cars. Feeling like I'm dripping every day. And I don't even need a fucking cause. I be dripping Louis and Lacoste. Thought the shit that for the law. Laid back and chilling in the loft. Painting visions, bitch, I am a boss. Feeling like it's so elegant. Over the residence, step of the presidents. Buy me a residence, over the levitance. Throw in the gloves and not leaving no evidence. Smooth, never ever leave a trace. Army men saluting, hit the base. Doubling up, I'm getting off the pace. So much that I cannot feel my face. But I'm never messing with the bumps. Doubling up and going over bumps. Making sure that I will hobble hurdles. In a better sentence, man, I'm swerving. I'm dripping, I'm whipping. Moving with precision. That Henny or that Remy. The only thing a nigga sipping. Nigga, I be going to the point. Swerving like I'm using double vision. These niggas know that they be ripping. Burberry framing, no prescription. I be whipping, driving out of course. Whipping, dripping, established all the sauce. They'd already know that whip be shining. Send me writing, not even have the gloss. Y'all niggas talking about your rapping. Most of y'all really just be capping. Like the long neck turtle in the jungle. Mean the way that the nigga be snapping. Kill it beat up in an orderly fashion. While dripping in fashion. Feeling like you just can't imagine. Maybe because your mind is closed like a caption. I'm just trying to flip and get receipts. Doubling off and taking on the peach. Pure white, I sip it on the beach. White trenching, matching off the sneaks. Y'all niggas knowing this defeat. Lyrically, I know it, I'm a beast. If them niggas wanna go to war, then them niggas gonna lose and see. Alright. Hold on, nah, wait. Just click the other tab, yo. Just click the other tabs. I say yeah.
That's right.
Nah, the tabs, bro.
Up top tabs, little folders,
right.
Little break sheets up here. 1, 2, 3.
Oh shit! I didn't see that shit.
I know, bro. You blind, bro.
I haven't seen that shit, bro. Shit,
everybody know this shit right there is blind.
This one, right?
Yeah.
You know, we live, and everybody see that you're blind now. Backstage pass. The blind street.
I ain't
got judgment. Blind street.
You ready, ho?
Nah, this is bad.
You ready?
Blind street. Is he ready?
Yeah.
Ready? All right, ready. We ready. Hold on. Let's go. You got the mic?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm ready.
You let's get it. The first sound?
Yeah, I had it.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, yeah. Know what I mean? Tapping with your boy Comstyle Fridays. Locked in and loaded and I'm running through the mission. I'm feeling like Jesse Owens. I'm going right through the ribbons and I'm never going to accept defeat or a challenge. And any nigga stuck in the line, I get left in the balance. I'm smoking weed out of chalice in a wonderland like Alice. No time to be throwing stones or ducking from the malice. Something like them doesn't hit them gabbles or the mallets. You can so they feel that they get chopped right in the chalice. Better yet like it's onion, stinky odor like Funyun. Puffing and smoking until the point I'm in my dungeon. Flaming like I'm a dragon, shit you can't imagine. Get on beats and then that boy starts spazzing. Loco Poco. If you never loto, then nigga, I'm not a loto. I'm lean back like a cholo. One hand up on my fofo, the other was on my Nina. I'm sick and puffin' and smoking and puffin' that sesame. Yeah, that's the weed from back in the dizzy. Niggas wanna blizzy. Lena tried to run it off and barely get the sizzy. Took a trip out of the Motizzy for a sizzy. Them niggas on the blizzy, running without a delay. I keep on spitting and I keep on flowing. Deep inside my bag, man, I keep on going. Sippin' off the Remy, off the Twister potion. And you already know that I smoked that pot and it was 420. So it was green around me. All I had was flour. I ain't need no brownies. I was feeling kinda up, but I was feeling drowsy. And that's a tight appointment with my vision cloudy. staring on the wheel, moving like I'm a driver. Links on blocks and then you feel the supplier. Getting more shipped in just from your supplier. Men a new connect and then he just deliver fire. Vocally when he get in a vocal booth, expelling all of his vocal truth to make a sense of overdue. Feeling like you know the dude, sitting as you supposed to do. Getting on your block and holding links of folder too. That in the middle of Jersey City, then people they stand on the block and acting like they form a committee, but really do daily and really about to uplift the spirit. I'm living the very exponents of the emotions you hear it. And that's something like a sample when they looking for clearance. Teaching more than knowledge like a nigga with parents. Ain't worried about your fashion or your appearance, but it's something that's dope. Man, them Jews will be hearing. I'm about to let some low, man. I be non-style. I'm about to get up on the beat, but I'm still outside. I'm laid back and I'm smoking. I control my vibe. Baby, I will not let you blow my high. This fly. Feeling like the chance go by. I'm $1 million baby when I get inside the ring. Them niggas barely were ducking and running right from the swing. I'm feeling like I'm a champion, baby. I am a thing. I've even established the ring. The diamond shine in the ring. I ain't worried about the bling, cause I do my thing. And every time that I tackle it, something like I'm having it. Niggas have been catching me on Dallas like I'm a maverick. Things when I'm navigant, pardon if I'm having it. Used to go on Fifth Ave, spin racks on lavishness. It's something that I was used to. You niggas try to figure out it used to be used to. You used to be a YouTube discover on YouTube. Pulling in the whip to do the brown color Yoo-hoo. Them niggas they laughing and they crying is boo-hoo. I'm feeling like I'm about to be a sensation, who knew? Them niggas just mad cause they bills is overdue. The band when it's overdue. Doubling the range when I'm rolling through. Things when it's fast when it's holding still. Something like a pass in the gas and you know that you know it's too. When it touch your senses, pop up reminding but then remembering. Shining like the wind and the dimes is simmering. Something like the wind when the light be glistening. You just imagine you hearing or listening. Cause if you understand then you hearing them serenading. Something like a steak in the grill when it's serenading. No need for comparison, ain't my fault that I'm arrogant. I'ma keep on sunning on the island. Wildin', just profiling like my stylist. Something that's original, something that is critical. Rather be the leader and stand as individual. Or you rather be the one that better get reciprocal. Y'all the type of one that was flows in the political. Things on political, no time to be political. Laying on the Mac and burning down the digital. I just wanna make sure my people get enough. So we ain't gotta struggle when times getting tough. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. And when I get up on the beat, I expel all my truth. Got one more for y'all, man. Shook ones. Yeah, Shook One's instrumental. Part two. One more down. Yeah, right there. That should be it.
It's time to
Hold on, don't record a whole tea. Yeah, I appreciate y'all for listening to a nigga, you know what I mean? I know I ain't Nah, I'm not a famous rapper yet, but I will be someday if I keep getting people like y'all to listen and tune in and support, you know what I'm saying? You ready, bro? Alright, let's get it. It's the last one for the night, so we gotta go hard. Yeah. Jersey City shit, you know what I mean? 201. Shout out my Midtown niggas, shout out my Hill niggas, shout out my niggas all over the city, you know what I'm saying? My real niggas. Love. Everybody ain't gotta be a field nigga or a drill nigga, just understand. Just be who you are. Look. As I step to the microphone, my mental pain is gone. My views gonna get expelled. I'm standing up on my own, a king to claim his throne. A king to claim his throne instead of a broken bones. You banging someone alone, establish up on your own. I'm trying to get stocks and bank shop like a loan. Just to make sure that my moms can have a home. Don't have to pay no rent about how much money we spent. Calculating, trying to get for overhead. Stacking up the knowledge that I learned from all my older heads. Try to stay focused and make sure you get enough to stack for your pension and shit. Bitch, you're lynching and shit. What you listening and shit. Feeling like you getting hunger, but you lynching to this. Bitch, you're lynching to this. Intensiveness when I get up on the beat and I expel my bliss. Got my mind and my bag and my mental expanded. I'm about to get up on the beat and let the shortest demand it. And if you feel like the notion, then nod your head. Then you know, gon' swing by the shortcuts of dreads. If you real ones, stand up on your 10 toes. Make sure they're good and make sure know your tempo. We get the dial up and then exchange all that info. Pulling in a whip, they swore it was a rental. Put up with a rollie, that shit was presidential. And it ain't my fault that you niggas is broke. It ain't my fault that that you can't see from the throat. Sometimes you gotta listen between the text and the jokes. Sometimes some shit seem funny in the light, but you'll realize and recollect overnight. The one that be your left or it could be to your right. The one that seem like a bird when it take flight. Them people jump ship, they quick over dumb shit. One hand on the pump shit and let it go run shit and ruin your funk shit all over some dumb shit. I'm deep in my feng shui, I'm cool off my own drip. All off my own sneeze, all over my lingo. Get up on the beat and I attack just like a dingo. Got your number called, bitch, but it's not bingo. I am a star, even if I'm not Ringo. Them niggas mad that they can't rap like me. I'm a male version of that nigga Cassidy. Better yet, switch it up, but listen to Rhapsody. Them nigga philosophy, them niggas won't capture me. Something like a slave as I'm running through this maze. Rapping with the flow that's from back in the day, but I bring it to the modern. Make someone Aladdin. Deep inside my pottery like a plant when it's potting. Y'all niggas seeking and develop off the knowledge. I was a nigga that didn't make it through college, but could have made it up to the point that I made $1 million of living off the lyrical. Space on the lyrical. Yo, nigga, lyrical. Used to be political. Mix it with the spiritual. Inside of the physical, I get inside the booth and I turn into a genie. Making sure the wishes are the grinning and you need me. Spade on the beat like a vandal turn graffiti. And then I'm leading the Lion King like Rafiki. The circle of life and the circling right. It's feeling like it's multiple choice when you circling right. Feeling like you going off for them perkies at night. Feeling like you and your mental when they feeling ain't right. Feeling like you want to give up instead of losing. This is the choice and the option you choosing. When we get wrapped up and make sure that we fall down, those things don't law down, those things don't you law down. They calling them laws out, they might get you shot. They might get you sentenced, they might get you dropped. And this is not a story that I have a plot. Cause too many brothers is killed and too many is locked. Put inside the box, not talking lyrical, mainstream lyrical. People not hearing you, say they ain't defending, but they barely never there for you. And you gotta make sure that you are prepared to lead, stand, make off your own. Get your own jewels, nigga, build your own home. Make your own speeds, nigga, get your own zone. But I'ma still tap and cap on the microphone. Cool nigga rapping, infatuated, snapping them last day to playing with the game like it's masturbation. I'm feeling like I'm stuck inside my own little space. Feeling like I get up on that beat and I race. Without using a pencil, double draw for the stencil. Niggas on with a menu, pardon if I offend you. Something like a waiter as he delivers the menu. And I'ma make sure that I'm the headliner at venues. Put it on the marquee, put it on the board. Put it through your vision, that conf will be the sauce. Put it every day, that conf be going off. And y'all niggas mad that I blown like a Molotov. I ain't never gonna explode without a reason. And I'ma make sure that I kill this shit every season. Summer, spring, winter, and fall. Every day I hustle to the point of nigga ball. Every day I rise in the chance to stand tall. Make sure that I just drop this freestyle for y'all. And lead the people in awe.
Yo,
thank y'all for tuning in again, man. It's been another good week. Can't stop Fridays. You know what I mean, it's your boy, the Confident One. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to the Guap Times. Shout out to Growth Over Destruction. You know what I mean? Shout out to Gaslight. Happy belated 420. You know what I'm saying? Get money, live life, be prosperous. Peace.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, Growth Over Destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills. I got the sea moss gel. I got the elderberry. I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. GOD. GOD.
What?
GOD.